This is TWiT.
Line two, Jack, West Monroe, Louisiana. Hello, Jack.
Uncle Leo, how are you doing?
I am well. How are you?
Just fine.
Good. How's the crawfish?
The season just started, so they're pretty small right now. Give us a couple of months, we'll have some bombs.
I'm going to come over for a boil.
We do it.
Oh, I bet you do. What can I do for you today?
I have a problem. I have a budding geek in the family who is 10 years old.
Awesome.
And the only problem with that is, with me being one and him being one, it gets kind of expensive.
You know what I would get a 10-year-old geek? I would look at the Raspberry Pi.
Really?
What is he interested in?
Well, right now our current problem is Fortnite. I'm sure.
Oh, Lord above. Yeah. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. You can't play Fortnite on a Raspberry Pi, unfortunately. Well, a lot of 10-year-olds love Minecraft, and a Raspberry Pi is a great device for Minecraft. Not so hot for Fortnite. That takes a little bit more horsepower, I'm afraid.
Right. He's gone through the Minecraft phase, and now he's into Fortnite.
Darn it. We should have caught him when he was still in the Minecraft phase. Yeah, Fortnite is all the rage. It's easily the number one game out there right now, not just with youngsters, but everybody. It's fun. So does he need a Fortnite device? Is that what you're looking for?
Well, he plays it on both platforms, PS4 and Xbox.
Oh, man, you are a geeky family. Okay.
But now he wants a computer to play it on as well.
Well, the good news is Fortnite works on Mac and PC, so you've really got plenty of choices. And it isn't super demanding. In order to get that working, for instance, on an iPhone, an iPad, I think they've released the Android version now. You can play it on pretty low-end hardware. So you don't need to spend more than, say, $500 on a laptop to play Fortnite, I would say.
I'm pretty sure a 10-year-old laptop is going to get the computer infected with all kinds of
viruses. Oh, he is. Guarantee you. Yeah, and unfortunately, you can't play Fortnite on a Chromebook, which would be the safest option for him.
Yeah.
It might, Apple's got an event coming up on the 30th. They might announce new Mac laptops. Maybe the rumor is, and I think there's strong indication that one of them will be less expensive for schools, which means sub $1,000. But Mac stuff is still really, really expensive.
Right.
So, your best bet is an inexpensive Windows device. You could almost certainly lock it down for him by, first of all, making sure he doesn't have access to the administrator account. That'll keep him from installing stuff. Just set it up as a Fortnite machine. You could even make it so Fortnite launches when he turns on the machine and nothing else does. I don't think you need to go that far. Minimum for Fortnite, it'll actually run on a Core i3 processor. I would suggest an i5 for best results. 8 gigs of RAM. It's nice. You can run it on Intel graphics, but if you can get an inexpensive NVIDIA or an AMD Radeon card in there, it'll make a big difference. It doesn't have to be a fancy one. It could be a GTX 660, something like that. I think for $500-$600, you get a pretty nice PC that would be more than adequate for Fortnite.
Because he has me take him to Best Buy at least once a week. and we go back to the gaming laptop, gaming computers, which are $1,200-$1,300. And I said, Jackson, there's no way in the world I'll spend $1,300 on the computer
For you to play Fortnite. On the other hand, you definitely want to encourage a 10-year-old to continue with his interest in computers.
Because
sometimes people say, well, he's just gaming. He's not doing anything creative. Yeah, but that's how we all started. That's how we all started. Gaming is, the gateway drug. It's how I got started. And I got more and more interested and eventually wanted to write software. And that makes a big difference. I was just reading about a guy named Paul Buchheit who wrote Gmail. He worked at Google. He was employee 32 at Google. He's very wealthy today. And because he sold his startup, FriendFeed, to Facebook. And he started because he was playing a role-playing game and he couldn't get an item in the game, and it made him mad, so he figured out a way to hack the database to get the item, and then he realized he could put any item he wanted in, and it turned him into a programmer. So
there you go.
There's nothing wrong with a kid wanting to play Fortnite, but I do stand by this recommendation of a Raspberry Pi. It's $35. It will get him into – you can get him into programming through it. One of the things, if you'd caught him with Minecraft, there is a version of Minecraft on here that's programmable via Python. And if a kid's still into Minecraft, and I bet he has some still vestigial interest, to tell him, well, you know what you can do with Minecraft? You can build a dynamite bridge and then blow it up. Or you can have a one-button house that you build. You design it in Python, the programming language, and then you just – say, build my house, and it goes, brrr. There's so many fun things you can do. In fact, there's a wonderful book from No Starch Press on computer programming with Minecraft that is a great book. He's a, you know, it's really aimed probably more at a 12 or 13-year-old, but I think he sounds like he's fairly sophisticated. So
and he's really good at spending my money. I know that. All right. Well, good. That's what I want to know. Thank you so much.
Hey, my great pleasure. Thank you for calling. There, you know, I guess we're getting to the stage now where you'll be able to play many games, and certainly Fortnite will be one of them. Very, very popular game. It's a battle royale game on almost any device. Sony, Google, Microsoft, they're all working on systems that have the computer in the server, the computer in the cloud doing the rendering, the hard work. And then your dumb little device doesn't even have to have much horsepower at all. All it does have to be connected to the internet will play the game. And we're going to see those. Microsoft announced theirs last week, but it won't be out till next year. Sony's already got something similar. You're going to see these streaming game systems. And at that point, you'll be the answer to this question. This by next year, certainly. This time next year will be. Oh yeah, all you need is a $12 doohickey, and you can play Fortnite because you're playing it on the server. The downside will be, of course, and this is why Microsoft, Google, and other companies are interested in it. You'll have to pay a monthly subscription fee. Everybody wants to move to the subscription fee. That is every company in technology now prefers to get, and that's a shame. But it's the way it is, prefers to get that monthly annuity as opposed to one big chunk payment. Actually, if they could, they'd get a chunk payment and a monthly annuity. And that's the future.